This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reviewed the flood situation in Uttarakhand and assessed the damage caused by cloudbursts, heavy rains and landslides in affected areas during his visit to Dehradun. After reviewing the situation, the Prime Minister announced financial assistance of 12,000 crore rupees for the flood-hit state. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for a multidimensional approach to help the entire region and its people recover. This includes measures such as rebuilding homes under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, restoring national highways, reconstructing schools, providing relief through the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund and distributing mini-kits for livestock. Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those seriously injured in the floods and related disasters. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Chandraram Gulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Following the talks between the two leaders, India and Mauritius signed 4 agreements in fields of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry. Later, at a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi asserted that energy security is an important pillar of their bilateral partnership.
भारत मॉरिशस के एनर्जी ट्रांजिशन में सहयोग दे रहा है. मॉरिशस को 100 इलेक्ट्रिक बसें दी जा रही हैं, जिसमें से 10 पहुंच चुकी हैं. ऊर्जा के क्षेत्र में संपन्न हुए कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव पार्टनरशिप समझौते से इसे और बल मिलेगा. हमने तमारिन फॉल्स में 17.5 मेगावाट का फ्लोटिंग सोलर पावर प्लांट के निर्माण में सहयोग देने का निर्णय लिया है.
Briefing the media this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India and Mauritius are working together to address challenges related to maritime security, piracy and drug trafficking.
One of the major outcomes of the visit is our decision to offer a special economic package to Mauritius. The package covers multiple elements. It includes the development of the port of Port Louis, development and assistance for surveillance of the Chagos Marine Protected Area, blended financial assistance in the form of grants and lines of credit for major projects. We will also assist Mauritius in augmenting its maritime security and defense preparedness. We will also contribute to safeguarding the waters around Mauritius and in the broader region.
Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today hailed the sugar industry, calling it the backbone of the country. Attending the third edition of India's Sugar and Bioenergy Conference along with Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Gadkari said that India's bioenergy sector has become a major player through its 20% ethanol blending. Nepal President Ramchandra Podel has said he is currently engaged in consultations and making every possible effort to address the country's ongoing challenges from within the constitutional boundary. In a statement, President Podel said he is focused on identifying constitutional solutions to the current crisis, with an emphasis on preserving democracy and ensuring law and order in the country. Mr. Podel's remarks comes as the country witnessed deadly violence over past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The violent clashes claimed the lives of 34 people and also led to the resignation of KP Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. Meanwhile, many civil society groups have urged Gen Z to address the current political situation by participating under the President's guidance, upholding constitutional values and working to prevent corruption and irregularities. In cricket, India has announced a 16-member squad for the first ever Women's T20 World Cup for the Blind. The tournament, scheduled from 11th to 25th of November, it comprises 21 league matches and 2 semi-finals, followed by the final. Matches will be played in New Delhi and Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.